Well, look who it is. Come on up, come on up. There's room right here on the swing beside me. Mind the lantern now. There you go. Get yourself comfy. We were just sitting out here watching the last of the light go gold on Wish Lake, waiting on you to come along. You know, we do this most every evening now. A few of us old friends, out here together till the stars come out, taking turns telling the day's stories. I'm Barnaby, and we've got a porch full tonight. That bright-eyed fella leaning on my railing, that's Jackson, and he's the one with a story for you tonight. Up in the rafters where it's good and cozy, that's Willa. And settling into the rocking chair with something warm in her paws, why, that's Mrs. Quill from the bakery in town. Say hello to our little visitor, everybody.
Evening. Real glad you came by. Real glad.
Hello, little one. I've been up here counting the very first stars. I saved you the brightest one.
Hello, sugar. Come sit close now. I brought a little basket of warm cinnamon rolls out from the bakery. And wouldn't you know it, there's just exactly enough for you, too.
Now, before Jackson gets going, let's see about tomorrow. Tomorrow night, it'll be Willa's turn to tell one. Willa, what have you got for our little friend?
Tomorrow I'll tell you about CJ, about the night the whole woods went dark and quiet, and how he found out he was a great deal braver than he ever knew. But that's tomorrow, little one. Tonight belongs to Jackson.
It surely does. Go on then, Jackson. Tell him about Ned.
All right. Scooch on in close now so I can tell it soft. Tonight I want to tell you about Ned. You know Ned. Ned Cleaver, the beaver with the great big voice, and the even bigger opinion of it. Cause Ned, well, Ned was just plumb certain, all the way down to his flat little tail, that he was the finest singer in all of Wildwood.
Oh, I know that beaver. Comes into my bakery near every morning and tells me his singing is so fine it could turn plain cream into sweet butter just by warbling at it. Bless his heart. I always slip him an extra roll just to keep him humming on his way out the door.
Ha, that's Ned all right, Mrs. Quill. So you can just imagine, when the town set out to have its big summer sing-along, right down on the bank where the moon comes climbing up over the lake, well, Ned could hardly hold still. He practiced for days and days. He told everybody who'd listen, and a good many who wouldn't, that they were about to hear, and I'm quoting Ned now, the most beautiful voice this woods has ever known. Why, he even went down early in the afternoon just to pick out the exact spot where the moonlight would land on him. Just right.
Oh, I remember that sing-along. Half of Wildwood down on that bank with their blankets and their little lanterns, and the lake holding the moon like a dish holds cream. A fine, fine evening.
It surely was, Barnaby. But here's the thing, little one. When that evening finally came and all the lanterns were lit along the water, there was a tiny little field mouse waiting her turn ahead of Ned. Pip, her name was, and it was the very first sing-along she had ever come to in her whole little life. Bless her, she was shaking like the last leaf on the tree in October, and when they called her name to sing, she froze. Couldn't make a single sound. The whole crowd went quiet, that soft, waiting kind of quiet. And poor little Pip just stood there in the moonlight, with her eyes filling right up to the brim.
Oh, the poor little thing. I could see her from up in my oak, Jackson, just frozen there, so small under that big moon. Was she very frightened?
Oh, the poor little lamb, my heart.
Scared as could be the both of you. And here's where it gets good, cause Ned was next. This was his moment, the big one he'd waited the whole summer long for, with the moon setting right where he wanted it. So I want you to think on it a second, little one. There's poor Pip, frozen and teary, and there's big old Ned, all puffed up and ready for his big song. What do you suppose a fella like Ned went and did?
Oh, I do so hope he was kind to her.
Let me tell you, Willa, Ned looked down at that scared little mouse, and then he did something I don't believe even Ned knew he had in him. He walked right on over, and he eased himself down into the grass beside her, this great big beaver, folding himself up small next to that itty-bitty mouse. And he said, real soft, "Tell you what, Miss Pip, how about you and me sing it together? You start us off, gentle as you please, and I'll hum along, way down low, right here behind you. I've got you. You're not by yourself. and little Pip, she took herself a shaky little breath, and she opened her mouth, and out came the sweetest, tiniest song you ever did hear in all your life, with Big Ned humming low and warm underneath the whole way through, just holding her up, the way a riverbank holds the water.
Oh, that dear sweet thing!
Oh, Jackson.
And when those two finished, little one, the whole town clapped till their paws were plumb sore, but not for the loudest voice in Wildwood, for the kindest one. And you know, folks talked about Ned's good heart for the rest of that whole summer long, a good sight more than they ever would have talked about his singing. The Bible's got a word about that. It says, "Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth. A stranger, not your own lips." That's from Proverbs. Turns out the surest way to get yourself lifted up is to lift somebody else up first. Even Ned learned that one. And I figure if Ned can, why, anybody can. So here's what I'll leave you with. As your eyes get heavy and the lanterns burn low, I wonder if there's somebody, somebody little, somebody scared, that you could go and sit down beside tomorrow and help feel brave. You don't have to tell me, just carry it on into your dreams. Sleep tight now,